Welcome.
Thank you very much, Minna. Okay, so my name is Johanna Maasala, and I work for Visit Jyväskylä. I started only in the beginning of August, which means I'm kind of a new in this organization. And before that, I worked in Peurunka Spa Hotel in sales and marketing. So this area is very familiar to me because I have been a company representative earlier in my career. Okay, so Visit Jyväskylä is part of City of Jyväskylä, and let's continue. First, I'd like to give you a general big picture of all the operators in Central Finland in tourism and in travel business. High above, we have Regional Council of Central Finland and their tourist coordinator, Mrs. Leena Pajala. The Regional Council mainly focuses on getting data and doing statistics and distributing these operators. So they don't produce any products or do any marketing in that sense. Then there are us, Visit Jyväskylä, which is a official part of the city of Jyväskylä. And we are three persons there, marketing manager Susanne Sarvilinna, our marketing designer, and then there's me, our newest member. Then the other operators, actually YAMK in general is one of the operators that we could add here, are mainly projects that have a beginning and an end. And at the moment, we have at least these three projects going on in the region. There's Stopover Keski-Suomi, which means Stopover Central Finland project, that works on the whole area of Central Finland, or actually in the organization, in the companies that are involved in the project. Then there's Virtaa Vientiin and Verkostoihin project, which is a project directed from YAMK, and it focuses on the countryside companies mainly. And then there's Keski-Suomen retkeilyreitit maailmankartalle, which focuses mainly on developing hiking routes and nature sports in Central Finland. What we do together, we of course gather information and share information. We try to help companies to develop products that are attractive enough also to international markets. We do different kind of media and tour trips. For example, this week we will have four tour operators from Central Europe that will visit not only Central Finland, but also the Turku region. This is one. It's a cooperative trip. We work together with YAMK there. Of course, in the Tourist Board of Central Finland, there are members of all these. Well, not all, but from Visit Jyväskylä, from the Regional Council, and also from the Stopover Central Finland project. They are members in the tourist board. That is the board that gathers also members of the representatives of the companies, hotels, the exhibition center, pavilion, etc. And their kind of what they do is that they try to build a big general picture of this whole Central Finland, that what we want to do in tourism, where we should go, what is our main focus, how we are different from the other regions of Finland, etc. That's what the tourist board of Central Finland mainly focuses on. Well, then actions, we do photo shootings. We had this competition in 2 weeks ago. It was this photo trophy, Paris Nordcap photo trophy. It was a competition where the photographers, mainly French, they traveled from Paris up till North Cape, and then they came back to Jyväskylä and finally to Helsinki and then back to Paris. And what they did, they took photos like every 5 days in different locations, and Jyväskylä City was one of their, well, kind of official cooperator with them. And we were involved in that. We tried to give them ideas, what kind of photos we would need in the marketing, and where they should go in the town and in also in the countryside, so that they could get the best pictures and maybe the views that we would also like to have in the marketing. But those just example of what we do together. And of course, all kind of trainings. Trainings in this means trainings for companies, for hotels, for activities organizers. They are small companies, maybe one or two persons, and they don't have that much knowledge of how to market their products. And we all these here, we try to help together those companies. They are sometimes very alone. Well, our target is one destination, one message that you are now also creating and developing, whole destination idea. We try to increase the awareness and attraction of the whole region. Of course, increase the number of tourists. And also, when we are talking about social media, we, of course, try to have more recommendations. That's kind of free publicity for the region. And increase the tourist income and increase the number of companies and their sales, so that we could have more work in the region. So tourism is part of one big employer. Thank you very much. Blackout. Here are some statistics about the Jyväskylä region. Now, we don't talk about the whole central Finland, we just talk about the Jyväskylä region. We have 2.5 million tourists per year in the region, almost 600,000 overnights, which means all this together 217 million euros per year. So it's not a small thing for the region. And as we have the very good exhibition center, the Paviljonki, we are the third town in Finland in the event sector, which means that both leisure and business tourism or travel is equally, almost equally represented in the region. We have over 5,000 events per year in this region. That's a lot. And some of them are very big events. Of course, the biggest one is the Neste Rally, but then there are smaller ones. Like last week, we had this cultural orienteering Sunday. I don't know if any of you were participating to that event. At least I was going into museums and all over the town to see places that were open free of charge last Sunday. Let's go deeper to visit Jyväskylä. Like I told you earlier, it's the official part, official operator within the city of Jyväskylä. We belong to the communications, marketing, tourist and events services. And our supervisor is Mrs. Helena Järvenpää, who is the communications director in the city of Jyväskylä. Our main function is to market Jyväskylä region and to offer information of all the kind of things that are happening, all the accommodation possibilities, restaurants, events, etc. And of course to travelers, to tourists, but also to our own inhabitants, so that they are also aware what we are doing here and what is happening in the town. And our target is strengthen Jyväskylä region overall attractiveness and the business in general, and increase the number of travelers in the region. A visit Jyväskylä can be split into two different parts or units. earlier I mentioned we are three persons, and yes, we are. We are three persons in the marketing. But there's also this tourist office that you probably have seen in the center. It's very close to the department store Sokos on Asemakatu. And there are two permanent employees who work in the tourist office. And we together make the Visit Jyväskylä. There you can see also the municipalities, the communities that are that belong to the Jyväskylä region. There's Jyväskylä, of course, Laukaa, Muurame, Hankasalmi, Petäjävesi, Toivakka, and Uurainen. And our marketing manager, Mrs. Susanne Sarvilinna, negotiates every year agreements with these communities. And if and when the agreements are signed, then the companies within those communities are entitled to participate to our activities. Some of them are free of charge, some of them cost something for the company. But that's how we work. So first we need to have the agreement in a, with the community, with the municipality, and then the companies can work with us. Here are our strategic areas until 2020. The green thing there is something we have added. So this means that before, Visit Jyväskylä was mainly focused on domestic tourism. We didn't really have resources to think about internationally. But now that we have been able to recruit a new member to the team, we can focus also to look also internationally. And that's very nice thing. We can put Jyväskylä on the global map as a tourist destination. Sports and wellness is very important for us, because not only in tourism, but also if we think about education in Jyväskylä, sports is something that makes us different from the other towns. We have the only sports faculty in a universal level faculty in Jyväskylä when it comes to sports education. We are official and permanent operator. We are not a project. We are here to stay. We have been here and we will be. So we are not the project that has a beginning and an end. Our main focus is directed to individual consumer marketing, and both domestically and internationally, like I said. And what we do, we in international level, we do campaigns, articles, we try to help companies in developing their products, and we do digi-marketing and, for example, blogger visits. Last weekend, we had the first blogger visit that was actually Finnish bloggers, but still bloggers, who focused on, well, they were lifestyle bloggers, and it was kind of a pre-Hygge exhibition tour. So what we wanted to do is to show how Hygge, this Jyväskylä is. We showed them the tea lady, tea house, and we showed them Varjola, Varjola farmhouse in Lauka. We visited Harvia sauna factory. And they stayed in Verso Hotel, which is a very, very nice hotel, very Hygge hotel in the center of Jyväskylä. And actually two of them also already published their blogs. That was marulla.blogspot.com, Marulla. And then there was pilkkeita.blogspot.com. They were both in Finnish, those blogs. But that's kind of things that we want to do also internationally. Bring bloggers from abroad here and to show them whether it's sports, whether it's wellness, whether it's Alvar Aalto, the UNESCO sites, you name it. And then with the companies, we execute cooperative marketing activities. And some of them, like I said, they are free of charge, and some of them are paid. just a little bit about this tourist office. That's the place where still many tourists go when they come to town. There are some nationalities that are very happy to get information face to face, and so it's very important that we are in the center as well. I don't go deep into this. This is very many things that we do, but maybe the main words there. We do digital marketing, we do prints, we go to exhibitions, sales runs, events together with other operators. We do a lot of communication, we do a lot of videos, blogs, different kind of editorials, different kind of visits, many, many campaigns. They are, you know, all the area where we work. There are so many things, but maybe to give you an idea that it's a lot of things that go through our hands in Visit Jyväskylä, and still we are three persons doing all this. How is it financed? Well, of course, the city of Jyväskylä, of course, has the budget for this marketing, but then we need support also from the companies, and that's how we execute the campaigns that we are doing, or all kind of activities that we are doing. Now, to build a product that is attractive and financially sustainable is the key nowadays. And well, you have studied marketing enough that you know this letter P's, and this is something that it's not clear to everybody in this lovely world. It's easy to say that we have this and then you can do that, and of course you can also go there, but then when you need to put it in, let's say, three lines and say, why should I buy this? What's the thing for me when I buy this thing from you? That's one thing, description. And then guaranteed means here that, well, if I decide to buy this, do you guarantee that when I come next February or next January, I can get the thing, I can get the product, I can get the service? That's one thing. And that's what we try to talk with the companies, that, hey, have you thought about this? That how are you going to do this? And how do you guarantee that the customer receives the service that you are now marketing? Of course, price. This sounds very obvious that, of course, price, you need to have a price, but not always that easy to say what is the price per person. That's where we come into picture, and we try to help the company that, hey, think, how much do you need, and, you know, what will the price per person be? Very basic things, but still quite difficult. And distribution channels. That's interesting when you start to build this destination concept. Well, nice to have all these kind of services, but who sells them? That's the one challenge for you. Or I challenge you to think about that as well, Minna.
Thank you.
How do we sell all this? And chapeau if you find a solution for that. Annual promotion. Then we are in the picture when it comes to promotion. But we need to have all this before we can go into the promotion part. Well, let's not go into that. We are everywhere, of course, in all the channels that you need to be nowadays. And even more plants are growing. That's the statistics about our website. Maybe not the most important thing on this class now. There are, once again, our personnel. So we are all happy to help you with this, with your project. And if you have any questions, you can always contact any of us. You can go into the tourist office, you can call us, you can send us email, and we are happy to help you, of course, to in all ways we can. And I don't know if you want to show this later, or do you want me to send this to you by PDF file or something? Is it something you would like to have?
Yes, definitely. We really would need that later on.
Yeah,
as well.
Of course. Just to remember that those figures that we are showing are from last year, so that in 2 years' time they will be old.
So that's a good notion.
Yeah. We are happy to provide new statistics later. Well, that was my presentation. It was kind of a time, I said 20 minutes.